Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Swimming Pools, parentheses, trend.
Mm-hmm. Pull trend. Up. Zeit.
Trend.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There we go.
I do. On this day.
Yes, exactly. There's a meaning to that very low effort title. There's meaning behind it.
We will get to that meaning shortly, but first, the thing that everybody seems to be talking about is the tragedy. Oh, shit.
Before you get to the tragedy.
Before I get to the tragedy, the preliminary tragedy is that I am Jack. And you are Miles.
A true, true
triumphant.
Tragedy.
Triumphantly. Shout out to the Dodgers for giving us a fun one.
Cool.
Last night.
I don't like the stress I feel when watching baseball because it's so slow.
Yeah.
Like everything matters all the time, like especially when you're looking down the barrel of an elimination. But anyway,
the Dodgers
all's
like
well
it.
That seemingly ending well.
Until, they apparently like it because they're 7-0 in their last 7 elimination games. Yeah. It's funny. My 5-year-old is like getting his mind around like competition. We started playing Candyland, which is the first game we've played that is like where there's winners and losers. And he, you know, really had a bad night because of that. And was like, I don't like that it hurts. I was like, yeah, man, we're never gonna play this game again. No way. Yeah. anyways, Alec Baldwin is trending because of the tragedy on a movie that he is producing and starring in. He was firing what was supposed to be a blank, and it had a live round in it, and it killed the director of photography on his movie. Yeah.
Halyna Hutchins. I mean, I think it's so, it's, you know, this is like what Brandon Lee when The Crow, when someone else was fired a gun that supposedly had blanks in it but didn't, and then he was killed. There was another one, I think, in the 80s where a guy accidentally killed himself by like playing Russian roulette with like a gun that had blanks in it, but
yeah, you
know, like the wadding from when the round went off like just injured him fatally. And it's a big thing that a lot of people ask a lot is like, why are we still using, like, just get p- put the muzzle flashes in digitally in post. Like, right. I've never watched a film and go, oh, that muzzle flash was put in post.
Right.
Like, that's not a thing. And it's pretty rigorous to be interacting with like a firearm like that on a set. Like years ago when I was doing background work, I was in like a terrible like Discovery Channel like reenactment of these like terrorists that took over like a boat, and your boy played a terrorist. And wow. I remember, yeah, like it was, and I get killed by Navy SEALs, and in the thing I had to squeeze off like a Kalashnikov, an AK-47, and the gun wrangling was so intense because they can't have you fuck, like, it's because potentially you can get injured. They have to really make sure that you know what you're getting involved in. The gun wrangler was like, it's usually one person who you'll interact with who's like handling all of that stuff. And even showing you, this is the round I'm about to put into the magazine, just so you know there's not a projectile on the end of it, that it's truly like a blank round. And all this stuff to make everyone feel as comfortable as possible, because when you start shooting things, like, it feels very real. And it's just wild to me that someone could have put a real, like, a live round into this gun.
Yeah.
And then all this goes down. It's just super... It's freaky, man. And it's, again, really preventable, and it's just really tragic.
And I think the initial reports are that the prop masters union did not have somebody on set.
Yeah, they weren't part of like the local IOTC, like 44, I think, over there. So yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, without knowing too much, I mean, at the end of the day, it's tragic. I can't imagine. I mean, Alec Baldwin must be in I can't imagine what kind of state he's in.
Right.
To like seemingly be like, oh yeah, you've been through someone's negligence, you killed someone.
Yeah.
And that, oh my God. I think that's just
pretty awful.
That's just an awful, awful thing to go through. And everybody on that set, you know, having to watch like, you know, someone get killed in front of them. It's not, just all around really sad.
Yeah. Very sad. Clay is Clay Thompson is trending because he is one of the names, one of the current players who was left off of the top 75 all-time NBA basketball players list.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going, so maybe that's why they felt okay with leaving him off.
His statement is like, quote, maybe I'm just naive in my ability to play basketball, but in my head, I'm top 75 all-time. Right. Now, I understand you may feel slighted. You might look at names on there. There's a few names on there that people are kind of scratching their heads at and be like, you left certain people out for these other people. Don't worry. You might make it on the next one. Let that 100 come around. They'll remember you. I mean, you got a ton of titles, but I don't know.
As we learned,
you feel
in the
super aggrieved?
I don't know. It's tough. He's definitely one of the people who's probably right on that line. You know, he wasn't the best player on his team when he won the title, but he was right there. And he's had moments that are, if I was making a list of like my 75, like, just, you know, the thing that I like about the NBA is you're seeing athletes, like, you know, do things that are more athletic and impressive than any human being ever, basically.
Right.
And some of his moments when he just goes out of body and is making shots like it's a supernatural thing, and like every one of them is going in the direct center of the rim instead of like, you know, like other people will get hot, but they don't, like, his is just like
they're like mathematically
mathematically precise.
Yeah.
Like that, he would make my list because that is one of my favorite things I've ever seen an athlete do in the history of sport for me. But that's probably not, like, you know, the people who are doing this are sports writers. They care about a bunch of boring shit that I don't care about.
Like, so, you know, a lot of people think, like, you know, that there's so the debate around, it's like Dominique Wilkins shouldn't be on there, or like Paul Pierce shouldn't be on there. I'm like, well, I don't know. See, like, I see Neek having a very significant place within the history of the NBA,
and
his play style. And it's sad to see Rick Barry on there, but not his son Brent Barry. We all know I'm pretty sure. Is he still to this day the only white guy to win the slam dunk contest?
No, didn't Rex Chapman win it? Or maybe Rex Chapman just had like some good dunks. I think you're right that it was Barry was the only one. But
yeah, I don't think he won it like Brent Barry did. So off the strength of that, I mean, somebody needs to move over. When he took off on those Air Zoom Flight 95s from the free throw line, I remember that.
Yeah, that was huge.
But that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Did Jordan make it? Because I would definitely put him on.
Yeah, let me look. Sam Jones, Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Jason. Yep, Michael Jordan. He's nice. Right there. Yep,
yeah,
he's in there.
That's, so I've always been a big Jordan guy. I love Jordan. I call him Air Jordan. And I think
cool
he's one of the greats. I've always said one of the greats.
Yeah.
Dune and French Dispatch are both dropping today, I believe. Mm-hmm. And both the reviews are in. French Dispatch, I had heard is like this masterpiece when it came out in Cannes, and now the reviews are a little bit more muddled.
Like, you know, when a movie comes out and people love it, because like you'll see like the energy in the headlines being like, Anderson has struck gold with blah 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 or whatever. Now it's stuff that's like you know, despite a great effort, my problems with the French Dispatch. Like, it feels like people are kind of walking the line. Dune seems to be some Dune fans
seems
I talked to. They seem
people
so,
seem pretty pumped about Dune. I'm getting more excited about Dune. So I think I'm going to be doing that this weekend.
Okay,
just going to see Dune.
Okay, heading back to Arrakis,
right.
Huh?
Uh huh.
There it is.
Have you read Dune?
No. I just have this coworker that I used to work with who would like forced me to know about what Dune was because he loved it so much. Yeah. And I always just think of him. I text him today. I'm like, I know you watched it. Like, how you feeling? He's like, well, it only got to about 150 pages into the book and blah, blah, blah. He's like, but I thought it was pretty solid, pretty good.
Oh, the movie only got, I thought you were saying he was like, all right, so let me be honest with you. I haven't read the book. I've only read 150 pages.
Yeah.
I did not realize this, but the trailer came on while I was watching sports with my old man over last weekend, and he said Dune is his favorite book that he's ever read, which is super out of character for him.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. Matt Gaetz is trending because there are some reports that two of the top, the DOG's top lawyers, prosecutors are on his ass. And have been for a number of months, and this is just kind of coming out. But you know, it would lead you to believe that there is a there.
Yeah, and also we saw that like he lawyered up with the people who only take L's in court for sex predators. So there's following that pattern as well. And also his homeboy from Florida, who's been cooperating. I think like last week the prosecution filed for like another extension because they're like, he's leading us to all kinds of things. Uh-oh. So yeah, the singing has not ceased over there. And I can't imagine it's good news for him. And also I think he can't practice law right now in Florida either.
Ah, damn. A lot of people are, you know, waiting on when he can get back out there.
Knocking down the doors to get represented by him.
Thank you. Good Kid, Mad City. Swimming pools trend. The sound alike words trend it. And drink. it came out on this day,
2012.
Okay, so that was 9 years ago.
Yeah,
that's actually less time than I thought. Usually when I hear one of these, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so old. But
right,
Kendrick feels like he's been with us for a long time. So
I think I think it's also because like his albums are so good.
Yeah,
like you don't think I'm like, oh well, that album was that was an L to the face.
Yeah,
and yeah, so it's God, fucking 9 years though is a lot. Well, when I think about it, that it's almost kind of like, damn, we're almost 10 years from that.
I really like To Pimp a Butterfly. I really like Damn, but I think Good Kid, Mad City is still my favorite album of his. I think it might be my favorite album of the 21st century. Really love that thing, man. Really.
Yeah,
really
To Pimp a Butterfly is like one of my favorite albums to listen to with headphones on.
Yeah.
It's not like it doesn't have, you know, people like to bump it in their own ways, but there's something about like really listening to that album that I always find myself being like, "Oh shit, what's that?"
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Even like those other like sort of like the Untitled Unmastered, that was even good. Kendrick, Kung Fu Kenny.
Let's just hope. Kenny. Top of the morning. Let's get this shit.
Do you think he just leans into that?
I hope so. That would be amazing. Like if he just took it in. Because I remember him talking about like Damn and like how it was like a revelation for him when he was talking to Jimmy Iovine, who was like, well, the third album is very important. You got to make this one good and then you're just like a legend forever. And he was like, so that's when I decided to really make it good. It's like, wow. That's a,
wow, just like that? Thank
just
you.
Just like that. Please thanks decide for the to advice.
Make, yeah. Hey, y'all, here's my tip. Decide to make it the best album ever and then do it.
He does feel like an artist who could take things in a completely new direction and like, you know, enter whatever his blue period is or, you know, but every album's kind of been in a completely new direction. So we'll see. Yeah.
And pushes shit forward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Glad he's working on something. And yeah, maybe he'll fucking shift the paradigm and be like, let me point out the absurdity of this genre by leaning into the absurdity. But I don't know if he's quite that kind of artist.
Yeah. Or he could just make a great album. I'd be cool with that.
Or just decide to make the greatest fucking album ever.
Hey, Jimmy Iovine, get on the phone with Kendrick. Tell him.
Hey, it's the fourth one. Fourth
and
meal.
You know what fourth means? You got to make it the best album that's ever been made. You'd be like, what the fuck, man?
Well, I thought the third one. I put a lot. He's like, well, then I have to throw away half this stuff. He's like, well, let me hear it first. I'll decide. And he's like, we're not going to count Section 80? Okay, that's fine.
Durst is trending because not for the reason that super producer Brian thought that it was trending. He thought we were talking about Dad Vibes, the new Limp Bizkit song that sounds like it's definitely going to be in a Tim Allen comedy at some point.
Yeah, or like an Apatow film.
Oh, God. Or like would he?
A new father pulls up, just like as a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it feels like it's designed for that. But anyway, if you haven't listened to Dad Vibes, don't.
Don't.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself. But the real reason Durst is trending is because Robert, old Robert Durst, you know, he was convicted of murder in the one that
was the one he admitted to, right?
I mean, I think he admitted to. I think he said, "I killed them all." Of course.
Oh, right.
So
that's right.
That we have the verbal confirmation from him talking to him that he did all the murders. The first one that he got convicted of was the one where he flew out to L.A. and murked his friend who...
Susan Berman.
Yeah, who he thought was onto him and then, like, wrote a note and misspelled Beverly, I think. Yeah, the same way that he always did. So, like, there was that. There's a lot of evidence for that one. These lawyers are making their way through the jinx very slow and just kind of working their way backwards. 'Cause now... He is being charged with murdering his wife, which is the one that kicked it all off. She disappeared. They don't really know. I don't think they ever found her.
No, they never did. And this was in 1982.
Yeah, 82. So
he got for the 2001 of Susan Berman, and then this one with his wife Kathy from 82. But then what was the one?
The one in the middle. Texas? Yeah. So he killed his wife. Allegedly killed his wife. New York, went into hiding in Texas and then sawed up his neighbor and like put a bunch of his body parts in a trash bag and got caught like throwing that out. And the police, like he somehow got off of that one. And then
I think the conviction was like evidence tampering.
Yeah.
For that. It's like, but you, okay. Okay.
So he's basically been caught for murder three times now.
Hey man, being rich and white, bro, I'm telling you, like the star in Mario, you chop the body up and then they're like, we'll hit you with this evidence tampering. Sir, excuse me. Wow. And he's on a ventilator, I think for COVID.
It's not long for this mortal coil.
Yeah.
We're
hanging by a thread.
The detail. Like I think it's the first episode of that when it's talking about like his married life with his wife and how they keep their dogs keep disappearing and he keeps getting a new replacement dog that looks exactly like the one before and then that dog disappears and he's just like killing them all. is just so
karma so will be meeting you shortly.
Yeah. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending here at the end of this week. Mm-hmm. We are going to be back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. It will be Halloween week, I guess. Mm. So get ready.
Spooky shit.
It's going to be spooky as fuck. But
guaranteed.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yes, get the vaccine. Yes. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.